God is moving in Syria despite the bloodiest week of conflict. A ministry needs your help in getting Bibles into the Middle East and beyond, and a huge Christmas party hosts unlikely guests. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than 250 people are dead in what's being called the bloodiest violence since the Arab Spring began in Syria. The violence is causing fear. It's having a direct impact on outreach, says E3 Partners' Tom Doyle. He says Christians are taking in Muslim families who are struggling.
They see Muslim killing Muslim. Every bit of their security is being ripped away from them. So in the midst of this, God always moves in the uncertainty, and he becomes the rock. So some awesome things in ministry have happened.
Fear is rampant. Doyle believes these are interesting spiritual times for the region, especially since the unrest is being driven by young people.
Many of them are not getting jobs. They're frustrated. They're frustrated with their religion. This is an open time for us. This is a crack in Islam's foundation that Christians need to aggressively pray for, because God's moving in the midst of all this chaos.
You can support pastors in the Middle East. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, from the Arab Spring to street riots, the Middle East is in a flurry of change. The future feels uncertain to a lot of people there, but Doug Lockhart with Biblica says this is a critical time for the gospel.
Anytime there's change, there's opportunity, and there certainly is change if we're watching the news. There's opportunity to place God's word in the hands of people in some very exciting ways.
Many Christians neglect outreach in the Middle East, although 70% of it's still unreached. But Biblica is leading the way with their fairly new release of a printed Arabic Bible.
To have a Bible in their heart language that they can understand, that just might connect them to God's word, is something that we want to make sure that we take advantage of.
You can help from home, too. It doesn't cost much to give a Bible.
It's in the neighborhood of between $1 and $3 a Bible, and all monies that are donated, all of it goes to that purpose of placing Bibles in the hands of people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Among those mulling over the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il are defectors from the nation. Open Doors USA reports that several defectors have pointed out that North Koreans will be punished if they don't cry over the leader's death. Although some defectors believe his death will mean the reunification of the Koreas, most are skeptical. They're nervous about what could happen next. Continue to pray for opportunities for the gospel in this closed nation. Meanwhile, an unusual host is gearing up to throw a Christmas celebration in Singapore. Part of Operation Mobilization's ship ministry, the Logos Hope, is essentially a floating book fair with Bibles, educational materials, and training tools. Rodney Hoy says that the ship has just landed in Singapore, where a celebration will soon be taking place.
We are free to share the Christmas story, which is what we love to do, after some restraint in Malaysia. And we are really free to share in a very attractive way the gospel and Christmas story right in the busiest street in Singapore.
There should be plenty of people around to hear the gospel message. During the Logos Hope's last four-month port in Malaysia,
a total of 414,000 visitors came to the ship.
OM was able to sell over 7,000 Bibles. Pray for a similar response as people hear the gospel in Singapore. And the nation's biggest Christmas party for the homeless happened last Saturday in Dallas, Texas. Put on in part by Buckner International, this party had all the trimmings as homeless people were given gifts, haircuts, warm meals, and new shoes. Volunteers worked at a foot washing station to literally follow Christ's command and wash the feet of others. Buckner donated over 4,500 pairs of shoes and served 8,000 homeless at the event. You can get the full story at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is a monthly bulletin insert service available for you and your church. It features the month's top stories with full-color photos from the field and more. Information on how people in your church can get out of the pew and do something more for God. Just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. You can also give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder. Merry Christmas.